Antibiotics. We've heard of them numerous times and perhaps even taken them. But what are they really? And is there a growing problem with this medicine? I'm Michelle Brathwaite and this is Health Drive. Antibiotics are medications that destroy or slow down the growth of bacteria and are used to treat diseases caused by the bacteria. According to the World Health Organization, overuse and misuse of antibiotics to promote growth in animals and to treat human disease is contributing to the rising threat of antibiotic resistance. Some types of bacteria that cause serious infections in humans have already developed resistance to most or all of the available treatments, and there are very few promising options in the research pipeline. Marcel Jaspar of the Marine Biodiscovery Center at the University of Aberdeen explains.
If no one finds new antibiotics for common infections, what will happen is we'll go back to the pre-antibiotic age, in which a simple cut could turn into an infection that becomes deadly.
So there's a race against time to develop new antibiotics for the superbugs that have developed. Professor Mervyn Bibb, Emeritus Fellow of the Royal Society, has said that there might be hope for new sources.
We have good reason to believe that if you look in different places that they haven't looked before, you're much more likely to find new strains making new compounds. So, for example, we have a collaboration with the University of Chile in Santiago, and they've isolated actinomycetes from the Atacama Desert. So if you take a sample of the desert sand soil, it's teeming with bacteria.
Even though this sounds promising, the problem goes further to the very foods we are eating. The Center for Disease Control states, when animals are given antibiotics for growth promotion or increased feed efficiency, bacteria are exposed to low doses of these drugs over a long period of time. This is inappropriate antibiotic use and can lead to the development of resistant bacteria. As of 2017, medically important drugs, those that are important to human health, are no longer allowed to be used for growth promotion or feed efficiency in the U.S. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, speaks to how his organization is trying to help with the issue.
One of the things that we are very careful about is not to use antibiotics in the feed. And that is why even in terms of generally, sector, we educate farmers particularly on the overuse of antibiotics and the dangers, because we do not want that to get into the food chain to the extent that you find in other countries. Even for instance, that is why in terms of imported feeds that are coming into Barbados, while some farmers might claim in some cases, oh, these things perform better, one of the issues that we have with some of those imported feeds is the ingredients, because in respect to some of those imported feeds, they do have in antibiotics. And that is one of the things that we are trying to look at in terms of standards, so that we don't have a situation where we have one standard for our local producer and another standard for an importer, and the importer in himself is not meeting that standard too at the same time.
So perhaps in the next 5 to 10 years, there will be new antibiotics to keep both humans and animals healthy. Until next time, I'm Michelle Brathwaite, and this has been Health Drive.